everyone. Welcome to BrilBits Lesson 1. I'd like to remind you of how important it is to download the lesson before we begin. Go to https://idbimclibrary.blog/. Select BrilBits. In the drop-down list, select BrilBits Lessons. It is a password protected. The password is Brill Rocks. You now will have access to the BrilBits online course. Feel free to download Lesson 1 and follow along. Are you guys ready to get started? The first 10 letters of the alphabet are formed by using the upper and middle dots of the cell, and they are the foundation of the Brill system. But guess what? I have a surprise. I have a guest with us today, and her name is Sarah Williford, and she is the director of the library. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Denise.
It's so nice to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know what? I just have a question for you. So you were part of the original set of people that were with the BrilBits class. Can you tell me about your experience?
I can tell you about our BrilBits class. I was part of the original group of library staff that began to take Braille, and we did start with Lesson 1, and we had a great time, and we continue to learn Braille through BrilBits, and Denise is an amazing teacher for us.
Thank you.
But what I enjoyed about it the most was really diving in and getting into the Braille and learning the different pieces of Braille. Really talking about and being able to talk as a group about the importance of Braille literacy. Also, I really enjoyed that BrilBits was broken into bits.
Yeah.
So it was very easy to learn, and we progressed through and through and through. So, yes, I enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it. And I think we all came out of there with definitely a love and interest in Braille.
That is great. I know that when I first started learning about Braille, it was about 12 years ago, and I just saw how important it was to make it a part of my life in learning Braille for others, and I continue to practice that every day. And I have a question, though.
Okay.
Did you find it hard? Was it important to memorize as you went along and learned the Braille piece?
It was important to memorize, but I wouldn't say I found it hard, at times challenging when we really dove into the rules, but definitely need to memorize. And once you get those set and memorized, you just breeze into the next bit of it. So, yes, I would definitely recommend memorizing, and I know that does take some time, but it's also very, very rewarding as you see it come together. Yes, I would recommend, though, memorization.
Yeah. Sarah, I love how you say that it's not hard. I love that. And making memorization fun. And you know what? Are you ready to get started with our first lesson? Can you help me out with that today?
I would love to help you out.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to have you say the letter. And it's kind of neat because this is our first little bits of memorizing for BrilBits. So what we want to do is we want to memorize the following letters by their dot numbers and configurations. So you're going to say the letter.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the dot configuration. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead and lead us.
Letter A.
Dot 1.
Letter B.
Dot 1-2.
Letter C.
Dot 1-4.
Letter D.
Dot 1-4-5.
Letter E.
Dot 1-5.
Letter F.
Dot 1-2-4.
Letter G.
Dot 1-2-4-5.
Letter H.
Dot 1-2-5. Are you guys having fun? So far, are you guys listening? All right. Are you ready to keep going, Sarah?
Let's keep going.
Okay.
Letter I.
Dot 2-4.
Letter J.
Dot 2-4-5. So excitedly, that is letters A through J. And if you haven't noticed, all these letters are on the upper part of the cell. And those are kind of the BrilBits piece of starting to learn Braille. I have another question for you, Sarah.
Well, I have a question for you first.
Oh, okay, go.
So I can tell you, looking back on lesson one for me, one of my challenges was E and I.
Oh.
I would flip those. So do you have kind of a tip or a trick to keep those straight?
I do. So your letter E is dots 1 and dot 5. And think of it as laying in an easy chair, and it's kind of laid back. So it kind of swings back. So think of E as being in an easy chair. Can you visualize that?
I can't.
Oh, so can I. Especially on a Sunday afternoon watching football, right?
Right.
Okay, so, and now the dot I. So the letter I is dots 2 and dot 4. So think of it like this. I lean forward. So the dot I is leaning forward. So with you, Sarah, I know one thing about you is you always charge ahead and you always are forward motion. So that's kind of a nice way. So E is laid back easy chair and I lean forward.
All right.
Great suggestion. I like that.
Thank you for providing that.
You're welcome. Okay, question. Why do you feel we should do the Braille Bits podcast?
As we went through kind of the original Braille Bits and the way it was, Denise, the way you presented to us and the little pieces, the bits, and how we were able to continue to move forward, we felt this was definitely something we wanted to share with the world and with everyone that we serve through the library or through the Iowa Department for the Blind, and also anyone who's interested in Braille. Mm-hmm. Also tied with that is kind of our passion and our understanding the importance of Braille literacy for the students that we work with through the library or the Instructional Materials Center, and also all of our library patrons who are using Braille. So we really felt the podcast would be a great way to promote Braille, to explain how Braille works, that it isn't hard to learn.
It's not hard at all.
Also to present a way that it can be learned, again, through the bits. So that's really why I feel this podcast is so important. And also it gives us an opportunity, Denise, an opportunity to interview people who can also add perspective and their thoughts around Braille literacy and the importance in using it every day.
Definitely. And you know what, Sarah, you just touched on so many important things about what Braille Bits is about. But I also want to make sure that everyone knows that we're all in this together. We work together through this learning. And it's such an exciting adventure we will be on. And I cannot wait to take you into lesson two. So thank you again, Sarah, for meeting with us today. I know how incredibly busy you are. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you can come back anytime. How about that? All right, super.